Thank you for joining us on what is now the final episode of The Ginger Hunter. We dedicate this episode to all of our friends and fans, near and far. We hope you enjoy. We begin this episode with a goodbye haiku written by yours truly. This is goodbye, friends. Closing the door of our show. Suck it, all haters. Next up, we have a poem prepared to us from Chocolate Thunder, titled The Next Chapter.
Gone are the days we spent together, but the memories last forever. This moment is bittersweet, like the consumption of that last treat. At least you can play us on repeat and enjoy the show like it was your first of a podcast that was unrehearsed.
That was a beautiful poem by Chocolate Thunder. And now we move on to a story by, again, yours truly. Enjoy. Once upon a time, a young boisterous girl walked into her new job at first-rate taxi service. She looked around to see many faces all staring at her, not knowing what they were thinking. She was somewhat prepared in the job itself, but it was during the grueling hours that she knew she would have to make friends with the people around her. She had made friends in her training class and quickly recognized one of them in the faces around her. "Hey, Millie, it's me, Sandy," the young girl shouted across the room. The two quickly became friends, and Sandy grew attached to spending her hours chatting with Millie to pass the time. Until one day Millie wasn't at work. "Yeah, they fired her today," mumbled one of the other co-workers. Sandy just sat there, alone, depressed, and wondering what happened to her friend. At that point, Sandy realized she had to venture out to the other co-workers and put herself out there. "Ha ha ha, that's so funny," Sandy would try to chime in, all while darting eyes stared at her as if to say, "Who are you?" Weeks went by and Sandy slowly came out of her shell and quickly thereafter realized it was worth it to try to make friends with everyone around her. Everyone was not intimidating as she had first thought. They shared a lot of things in common, from taste in music to having the same sick sense of humor. The holidays started to roll in and Sandy kept thinking about one person in particular. Her name was Danny with an I. Danny was a redhead, filled with the kind words and freckles, and the two fell for each other very quickly. Danny was very special. She needed constant monitoring. Sandy knew it might not be easy, but she fell for Danny with an eye. Over a year had passed, and Sandy and Danny were now engaged and planning a future together. Then their world was flipped upside down when Sandy was given an opportunity that she just couldn't pass up. But it would separate the two of them. That's when she found Gail. Gail was going to take care of Danny during work hours. Gail was unprepared but willing to adventure into this new partnership, even though the responsibility was great. On Sandy's last day, she gave Danny's hand to Gail and said, "Treat her as your own." Gail accepted. The torch had been passed.
That is a touching story indeed. Today, we will find DJ Papa Pill to be a bouncer slash DJ at a strip club after the great opportunity she had lined up turned out to be a scam deal with a bunch of Russians. You can find DJ Papa Pill every Tuesday and Thursday, $10 Tuesdays, I might add, mixing up some sick beats over at the Brown Curtain.
Today, Chocolate Thunder is working at the same club, along with the Milkman, where they put on a stage show entitled Milk and Cookie Time. The two together both own 7 pugs, all named after the 7 dwarves. The Milkman recently received a settlement after ironically slipping on some spilt milk in a Walmart. They both are living comfortably in Rhode Island.
Lastly, we want to say thank you to all of our listeners and to everyone that has been so supportive in making up our podcast. We first off want to thank El Fonte and Latidra and other inspirational listeners that helped make this podcast possible.
And finally, and most importantly, the ginger herself, Exhibit M. Goodbye, and have a superior day.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.